The time came when the birth of the promised Saviour was to be accomplished. The incarnation of the eternal Son of God was a unique event in the history of mankind. 6 months after announcing the birth of John to Zechariah the priest, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel appeared to her and said, "Hail, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his forefather David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever." "How will this be," said Mary, "since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your kinswoman, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." Mary answered and said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word." Then the angel left her. Mary received the honour of becoming the mother of the long-awaited Messiah with faith and humility. According to the angel's words, her child would not only be the promised King of Israel, but he would also possess a divine and human nature, being both Son of God and Son of Mary. In this way, the Lord would accomplish the Old Testament prophecies concerning the virgin birth, the sinless manhood, and the eternal origins of the God-given Saviour. Mary at once made ready to go and visit Elizabeth, and hurried south to a town in the hill country of Judah, where Zechariah lived. When she entered the house, she greeted Elizabeth. On hearing Mary's words, Elizabeth was filled with joy, and the Holy Spirit came upon her. "Blessed are you among women," she said in a loud voice, "and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? When I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed, for what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." When Mary heard these words confirming the angel's announcement, she was filled with the Spirit and burst forth in praise to God. Her beautiful song celebrating the power, holiness, and goodness of God is known as the Magnificat. "My soul magnifies the Lord," she said, "and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the low estate of his handmaiden. From now on all generations will call me blessed, for he that is mighty has done for me great things, and holy is his name. His mercy is on them that fear him. He has scattered the proud and brought down the mighty. He has lifted up the humble and has filled the hungry with good things, but the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Next episode, the birth of John the Baptist.